Harvard students accuse school of being complicit in genocide after pushback against pro-terror students. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 2, 2023. Pro-Palestinian Harvard students have been disrupting classes to accuse the Ivy League university of being complicit in genocide while calling on fellow students to walk out of class, or else they will be complicit, too. In one video from the class disruptions, a man standing in a Harvard auditorium can be heard proclaiming into a megaphone that students were shot because of the climate of Islamophobia and anti-pro-Palestinian sentiment on this campus and in this country. Watch below. This university is complicit in genocide, and the genocide of Palestinian people, the man declared. We have to make sure this feels that bad, and make sure this university knows that what they're doing will be reflected poorly in history. So right now, we're about to walk out of class, because the university is complicit in genocide. And they're going to feel that disruption, he added. In another video, a woman in another Harvard auditorium can be heard shouting, "Tell Harvard no to complicity in genocide." Before repeatedly chanting, "Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine." Don't sit there and be complicit. Go on now, the woman added, imploring the students in the auditorium to walk out of their class. Watch below. A third video shows another woman in a Harvard classroom shouting into a megaphone, "Walk out for Palestine right now, because Harvard is complicit in genocide. Stand up right now, for the 15,000 lives that have been innocently slaughtered in Gaza. Free, free Palestine," she added. Watch below. Another video showcases megaphone-wielding students in the halls of Harvard, chanting, "Free, free Palestine. And long live Palestine." Watch below. While it remains unclear why pro-Palestinian students are accusing Harvard of being complicit in genocide, it ironically may have something to do with the school trying to distance itself from pro-terror students on campus, as well as convening an anti-Semitism advisory board. As Breitbart News reported, more than 30 Harvard student groups had signed a pro-terror statement in the wake of the October 7 attack on Israel by the Palestinian terror group Hamas, which left more than 1,400 Israelis dead, blaming Israel for the terrorist attack against them, writing, in part, "We hold the Israeli regime entirely responsible for all unfolding violence." While Harvard leadership initially ignored these students, issuing a general statement against violence, the school later tried to distance itself from its student groups in a follow-up statement after receiving nationwide backlash for its failure to address pro-terror students on campus. After that, Harvard President Claudine Gay convened an anti-Semitism advisory board. An email obtained by Breitbart News shows the Harvard Jewish Alumni Association expressing frustration over the recent class disruptions, writing to Rakesh Khurana, the dean of Harvard College, "Yesterday was a terrible day for disruption on Harvard's campus and therefore for Harvard Jews. This is thoroughly unacceptable, and quite honestly terrifying to Jewish students," the email added. "We hope and expect these troublemaking students to be disciplined immediately." The email continued. The particular student in the announcement, name censored, used an Adams House distribution list to promulgate a walkout. And we have heard he was far from the only student organizing this disruption using university assets. This is not an unknown actor on SideChat. There are obvious, multiple violations of multiple school policies, both in the organization of this activity and the commission of the activity as well. Further, the chilling anti-Israel environment that is created through this bombast is not remotely conducive to discussion and dialogue. This is diametrically opposed to the values for which Harvard stands, and nothing less than continued anti-Semitism. We understand the additional pressure, legal and otherwise, Harvard must feel between the upcoming congressional hearings and newly announced DOE investigation. We encourage you to act quickly to provide more tangible evidence to both Congress and the DOE that you are shutting down behavior on campus that is quite literally violently against university policies, and for that matter against its traditional liberal arts values. We would like to point out that, to our knowledge and in the spirit of honest debate, no Jewish student has committed a single act even remotely in violation of any Harvard policy. Further, Hillel has reached out multiple times to Harvard PSC to set up meetings and dialogue and has been refused each time. The email concluded by informing the dean that these student actors do not want academic discussion and debate. They want media attention and emotional response, and you are allowing them to get both if you do not act timely. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.